am and the king of Judah. I will utterly consume all things from off the land, saith the Lord. I will consume man and beast. I will consume fowls of the heaven and the fishes of the seas, and the stumbling blocks with the wicked, and I will cut off man from off the land, saith the Lord. I will also stretch out my hand upon Judah and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and will cut off the remnant of Baal from this place, and the name of the cherubims with the priests, and them that worship the host of heaven upon the housetops, and them that worship and swear by the Lord and swear by Malcolm, and them that are turned back from the Lord, and those that have not sought the Lord nor inquired of them. Brothers and sisters, that passage there, he's talking about what goes on in Adventism, continuing on. Hold thy peace at the presence of the Lord God, for the day of the Lord is at hand. For the Lord hath prepared a sacrifice, he hath bid his guest. And it shall come to pass in the day of the Lord's sacrifice that I will punish the princes and the king's children and all such that are clothed in strange apparel. And we know what this story is intimating. The parable of the wedding feast. The one that doesn't have the wedding garment on is thrown out. But brothers and sisters, Ziba, his name means born on the day of sacrifice. He's symbolizing that this is the time period that Gideon is involved with when he's capturing Zeb and Zalmunna, the sacrifice that is so often referred to in the Old Testament. Continuing on, in the same day also will I punish all those that leap on the threshold, which fill their master's house with violence and deceit. And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord, that there shall be a noise of a cry from the fish gate, and a howling from the second, and a great crashing from the hills. Howl, ye inhabitants of Machtesh, for all the merchant people are cut down. Revelation 18. All they that bear silver are cut off. And it shall come to pass at that time that I will search Jerusalem with candles and punish the men that are settled on their lees and say in their heart, the Lord will not do good, neither will he do evil. Therefore, their goods shall become booty and their houses as a desolation. They shall also build houses, but not inhabit them. And they shall plant vineyards, but not drink the wine thereof. Now, do you know Sister White used this phrase in a quote in this series that we referred to two presentations, maybe three presentations ago, these men that say the Lord won't do good or they won't do evil, these are the ones that say we shouldn't expect any miracles. That's not going to take place. Continuing on. The great day of the Lord is near. It is near. It hasteth greatly. Even the voice of the day of the Lord, the mighty man shall cry bitterly. The day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of wasteness and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of trumpet and alarm against the fenced cities and against the high towers. And I will bring distress upon men, and they shall walk like blind men, because they have sinned against the Lord, and their blood shall be poured out as dust.